Glass, Margaret.
Good morning, Joe.
Are those...
Huh?
Are those tap dancing shoes I hear you wearing? Are those
I had to polish them. They got a little dust in the closet last year.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, you had a chance to shake them off last night, and all Indiana fans dancing a jig, getting ready for St. Patrick's Day, the NCAA tournament, and the Hoosiers will be a part of it. We'll talk about that a little bit later this morning. Everybody knows that now. But we wrap up a very busy weekend on the high school beat, Joe. We had some unhappy news, but we had some very happy news as well, as the vaulting Voltses continue to fly through the air with the greatest of ease.
Well, soaring into spring and the outdoor season fast approaching, South senior pole vaulter Deacon Voles, the reigning state champion, is on top of his game as the Virginia Tech-bound locals soared to 17 feet 11 and a quarter to win the New Balance National Indoor title in New York City over the weekend. Deacon, who won the state last spring at 17 feet 1 half inch, broke the record of 17-11 that Paulo Benvenides of El Paso, Texas, had cleared earlier in February. Deacon won the South invite last week at Gladstein Fieldhouse, going 17-6.5. Putting things in perspective, his current national record would have placed him sixth at this year's NCAA indoor meet, just concluded this past weekend. And to give you an idea where he was, he wound up fourth best when it was all said and done in the country a year ago, going 17-3. So just remarkable the standard that he has set here early in 2015 as he readies now for his final prep season for Larry Williams outdoors. At the Columbus East Gymnastics Regional over the weekend, sophomore Kaylee Ert moved on to the state in the vault, placing sixth with a tie at 9.45 on the vault to make it to this weekend's state championships at Ball State. Unfortunately, junior Meg Euler fell on beam in an attempt to return to state in that event. She finished ninth and was unable to cracked the top six in the tough all-around, also finishing ninth. Well, it was a short stay in Seymour for J.R. Holmes' sixth-ranked South Panthers Saturday as Franklin Central hit 6 of 8 from the field in the fourth quarter, including Matt Clements' game winner, a three ball with 20 seconds left in a very disappointing 52-50 loss to the Flashes, who started hot and stayed that way the entire game. Panthers had their chances thanks to senior Taylor Gilpin off the bench. He wound up scoring South's final 8 points, but it wasn't enough, including 5 of 5 at the free throw line. And that said, missed free throws came back to haunt, as it turned out. Tucker Blackwell missing 2 early in the fourth quarter, and then Johnny Jaeger, an 81% free throw shooter, missed both ends of the double bonus with 4 seconds left that ended the 19-game winning streak and closed the season 21-3. Conference Indiana came out with its all-conference selections over the weekend. JR, by the way, was named Coach of the Year. All-conference, Tucker Blackwell and Johnny Jaeger. Malik LaFoon of Bloomington North also named to the 12-member all-conference squad. Honorable mention to Cougars Musa Jallo and Jake Treadway. Annie Gillard was all-conference for the girls of South. And honorable mention to Panthers Morgan Bivens and Cherise Otter, along with Norris Sarah Gordon. State-bound Kaylee Erton and Meg Euler named all-conference in gymnastics. And two-time state champion Ian Finnerty of South, along with his teammate Matthew Jordan, made the all-conference team in swimming. Chris DeMars of Bloomington North. Over on the girls' side, diver Courtney McKean, and also Selena German and Mackenzie Luz were named all-conference. And in wrestling, Griffin Shermer and Chase Webb of Bloomington South and Hunter Dalton of Bloomington North as we wrap up the winter season. Well, getting started for March Madness in the zone. Dave and Glass, your phone calls at 6. They'll talk brackets and lots more coming up. And your phone calls tonight at 6.
And we'll get caught up at 8:45, Joe, and talk a busy weekend of Hoosier action. Great stuff for baseball. They sweep number 12 Cal State Fullerton at Bart Kaufman over the weekend after having to wait out Friday's rain delay, as it rained all day Friday. Barry King's water polo queens are the Queen of San Diego. They knock off 2 ranked opponents yesterday as well. So great stuff for them. And obviously the Hoosiers, Joe, dancing. It's Omaha, the site interestingly enough, let's see, in 2013, the Hoosiers baseball were there for the College World Series.
Yes, they were.
Last year, they won the Big Ten title there, so let's just keep adding good things to Omaha, shall we?
Well, we shall, and see what happens against the Shockers on Friday afternoon at 2:45 out there in Omaha.
Wichita State, Joe, 2013 Final Four participants.
Yeah.
It took a furious Louisville rally to beat them in 2013. Last year, undefeated entering the tournament, 34-0, just like Kentucky this year. They drew Kentucky and got beat in the second round on some very questionable officiating. And here they are, Joe, ho-humming along to 28-4. What the hell are they doing as a 7 seed?
Well, they got beat. Yeah, they dropped Illinois State, beat them in the
Well, that was the problem, because Illinois State was a 13-20.
Yeah, they beat them in the Missouri Valley semifinals after having won the league. So that kind of cost them there, but... as we found out last night in the at the assembly hall, we went in about 9:15 or so and listened to a few of the players. They're just a big, strong, physical team. They have veteran guards. They're not a real, you know, they don't have any 7-footers or 6'11s to worry about.
No, they're just all seniors and juniors.
But they're very thick glass. They're very fast, and they're real. Well, as Tom was telling us, we just got to be ready to fight on the glass.
Ron Baker, wooden watch player here late in the season.
Fred VanVleet, yeah.
Preseason All-America,
yeah.
At guard, and then Takale Cotton can guard and jump on over. Yeah. It's going to be a big challenge, Joe, but who cares? You're in. That's what's important. We'll do more at that. Coming up at 8:45, the Hoosier Capsule, and a tough one for South. I listened in on Saturday. One of those games where every time he looked up, Franklin Central was scoring a basket, and South had to play perfectly to get over that hump and get back in it. And then a kid who hadn't made a three-pointer all year knocks down the biggest shot of his career. Just won their day.
No, it wasn't. And congratulations out to Franklin Central.
Yeah, did well.
On that day, they were the better team.
They were. So they move on. They moved on to the regional and got beaten there. But that's not surprising because Evansville Wrights is awfully, awfully good.
Yep.
All right, Smitty, great job as always.
Okay, my friend.
Time for Joe on Wednesday. Joe, good morning. How are you?
Time for Joe, Margaret, Glass. It's a Monday.
Yeah, it's not Wednesday. I just said it was Wednesday because I was looking right at Wednesday date.
Day after St. Patty's Day.
There you go.
He's thinking about how he's going to be functioning that day after.
I'll be fine. I got two kids. I function every morning.
He's getting wired up. He's getting wired up.
Not at all. I'll be watching the hoops, sitting back with the Guinness in one hand.
Your favorite time of year.
And a hunk of corned beef in the other. And our Hoosiers are in, Joe. They're heading to Omaha with you and the gang Friday, 2:45. The number 10-seeded Hoosiers will take on the number 7-seeded Wichita State Shockers. We'll do more about that here in a minute. Everybody's aware of that. But stuff folks might not have been caught up. There was some big-time baseball here over the weekend. The Indiana Hoosiers hosting the number 12th-ranked Cal State Fullerton Titans. Joe, it was a clash of the Titans, and the Midwest Titans came out on top.
As the basketball Hoosiers of Tom Crean enter the postseason with a number affixed next to its name, so too should Chris Lemonis' baseball Hoosiers when the polls come out this week after completing its three-game sweep of the 12th-ranked Titans from Cal State Fullerton Sunday 10-4, putting a cap on a great weekend, a perfect 2015 start at the Bart. As a matter of fact, they're 5-0 and now riding a 10-game winning streak. Sophomore Austin Cangelosi had 3 hits, 3 RBIs, and scored 2 runs. The Hoosiers down 4-3 in the bottom of the 6th for a sellout crowd. The Hoosiers caught fire, scoring 7 times, 7 runs on 7 hits over the next 3 frames. Indiana now 13-4, completing its first homestand. They'll be back out at the Bart tomorrow afternoon against Valparaiso at 4:05. Also on a diamond roll, Michelle Gardner softball Hoosiers. They've won 4 in a row, and it's 1,000th program win coming Sunday as they beat Indiana Purdue Fort Wayne 9-1. The softball Hoosiers have won 6 of their last 8. They knocked out 6 doubles, including one of them off the bat. A former South Panther Mina Fulk, a freshman Rachel O'Malley, hit her first career home run and also had 3 RBI on the day. Cassie Farmer also homered in that ball game, a milestone win, if you will, for the IU women's softball program. Well, it was a dandy Sunday for Barry King's water polo queens out on the West Coast in San Diego as they closed out the San Diego State Aztec Invitational with upset wins over the host 12th-ranked Aztecs and a double overtime 10-8 win over 20th-ranked UC San Diego for its fifth win in its last six outings. Colleen McNaught had the hat trick, a couple of assists in that UC San Diego victory, and keeper Mary Campbell was excellent. She had 10 saves, including five in the fourth quarter and in those overtimes. Indiana, during the spring break, will play in the Arizona State Classic with four games coming up this weekend. Well, IU's offense short-circuited Friday night, hitting only two of its last 16. Way too many Maryland free throws, and the loss to the Terrapins. Indiana, obviously, over the weekend, anxious to find out its fate postseason-wise, and they didn't have to wait long until they saw their name up. Its first double-digit seed in school history, 10 next to its name, but the Hoosiers are dancing, and, well, beggars cannot be choosers. They play out in Omaha Friday against the 7th seed, Missouri Valley Conference regular season champion Wichita State at 2:45 in second round action. The Shockers are 28-4, well put together, a veteran basketball club. They were ranked as high as 8th this season. Indiana, one of seven Big Ten teams dancing, along with the Big 12, who have seven teams entered into the 68-team field. Interesting Midwest region, all five Indiana schools are in that region, including Notre Dame, Butler, Purdue, and Valparaiso, in addition to the Hoosiers. Kentucky, of course, rolling along 34-0. They have the number one seed overall, along with Villanova, Duke, and Wisconsin. So, by the way, congrats out to Treytez Kinnaird, 2 years running now as an NCAA All-American. This year, well, feeling his oats and finishing eighth in the 800 meters in Saturday's close down in Fayetteville, Arkansas, the site of the NCAA Indoor Championships. In the Zone, Dave and Glass, and your phone calls to kick off spring break week at 6 o'clock tonight.
And the NCAA tournament live here on WGCL starting noon on Thursday. Joe, we'll have our schedule out a little bit later today so folks can take a look-see, but it will include the Indiana Hoosiers, I would say, or there would be no reason for us to carry the NCAA tournament. Westwood One will have all of the fun stuff for us, and again, we'll be covered up all weekend long starting Thursday with that. The tournament set put together, Big Ten had seven teams make it. That's good. Tied for the Big 12 for the most on all of that. Jordan Spieth, Joe, he's not even 22 until July 27th. He wins for the second time on tour. He becomes the fourth player in golf history, well, since 1940, to win two tournaments before age 22. He joins Robert Gomez, Sergio Garcia, and Tiger Woods. So the company gets a little bit better each time we talk about that there. Who won the NASCAR this week?
It was Kevin Harvick. He owns
That's your boy,
Phoenix.
Isn't it?
Well, he is one of my boys, but he's been hot. That's two in a row now. But he opened the season with a win at Phoenix, ended it with another win at Phoenix as far as the circuit is concerned out in the West. But he has four consecutive wins at that oval, so he has owned that as he wins yesterday.
Fantastic. All right. What else do we need to know? We got In the Zone tonight. You mentioned that. Good job, Treytez, out there in Fayetteville. So I think we've got all our bases covered here.
I think we do.
80% of the brackets have Kentucky winning it all. That means an undefeated season and beating the 76 Hoosiers. Is that possible?
Yeah.
Anything's
possible. But this is National Fill Out Your Bracket Day, this being the 16th day of March.
And I'm telling you right now, I'm zagging. 80% of the people never get anything right, Joe. I'm zagging. I'm going the other way.
Yeah.
I got to find somebody else.
Well,
it might be Bucky Badger. It might be Arizona. It might be Duke. I don't think Villanova's got enough big-time players to win.
You know me. I'm not Mr. Chalk, so I'm right next to you there.
I'll gladly burn my money and then donate a few bucks to charity at the same time.
There you go.